Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2008-18, James Guy Vanderwind. Is there a motion somewhere?
I believe there might be. Is that what Mike has there?
That's another one.
Was this what you...
There's one shipped that way.
Okay. Make sure it's not caught up in something here. Tell me what it looked like. Was it a yellow piece of paper?
No, it wasn't one of those forms.
Okay, I don't think it made it this far down.
At least two other people.
Huh?
At least two other people.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Smith, if you hand me yours back, we can do like the old days, and I can read it, and you can adopt it if you'd like.
There you go.
I bet you I can use the one that I handed Mr. Smith. And
I remember receiving a note about it, but I didn't remember.
Yeah, well, it was on the other side of the note.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, here, is that it? Yeah, here we go.
There you go.
There we are. Right. We're all organized. I thought you were just passing me a note.
Well, I was, but there was a motion on the other side.
I didn't realize there was anything on the other side.
Well, there goes your ratings again, Mr.
Chairman. Yeah, you killed them on that one.
I was going to say, yeah. I can only imagine what they'll say next time.
Mr. Smith, regarding subdivision 2008-18, the applicant being James Guy Vanderwind, I move that we grant preliminary approval of that subdivision application 2008-18 for James Guy Vanderwind, based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 6 lots on 10.99 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions, them being that there shall be no more than 6 lots within the subdivision, all entrances shall comply with DLDOT's requirements, and the site plan approval for this subdivision may be granted by the staff upon receipt of the DLDOT entrance approval for designated lots number 9 and 10.
Should that be a preliminary and final with that condition?
I mean, you could make it.
The regulation says the final's got to be approved by the count, by the commission.
Yeah, that's what it said. That make it preliminary and final. Okay.
Better. We do that typically on the minors.
Yeah. Right.
With the conditions still.
Yeah.
Well. Yes.
And that staff can approve the final where the condition is read. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Restated as preliminary and final site approval, plan approval for the subdivision may be granted by staff upon receipt of DLDOT tangents approval for lots number 9 and 10.
Actually, the motion itself at the beginning is for preliminary and final, is what we were saying.
So, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you had to bring it back.
No
need for that.
So we just need a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-18, James Guy Vanderwind, with the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next